Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
He did it again.
You've done so well.
I know. Welcome, everybody. Season 18? No, season 3.
Season
18.
3,
veterans.
Episode 18.
Glad you're here to correct me.
I mean, we've both been scrambling through Spotify going, shit, what episode is it?
If people saw what went into actually recording a podcast on a busy Friday night after work, after getting the kids sorted, they would scream.
I honestly think other people obviously do it a lot better than us. I think we're just
probably
terrible. Organized chaos is how we live our life anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. As a dad, that's all you've got. But I think, yeah, it would be really nice. Like we talked about, like the future of podcasting and where it will be, whether it's in the royalty den if it ever gets finished.
Started.
Whether it's here or we have little mics that we put on our clothes, and we can sit on a sofa and
go for a walk. Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But we're doing all right.
Yeah,
we're well on our way to episode 20, which was the goal.
It was the goal. 20 episodes in the year, which is.
So if you're listening to this, thank you for hanging in there. I know there are regular listeners, which is actually really nice.
It is nice, yeah,
to have the regular. Even if there's only 6 regular listeners, it just feels quite nice.
It is, yeah, and we know that those 6 regular people are also mentally unstable because they wouldn't be here otherwise. So.
Well, exactly.
So if that's you, we've got you.
We do have you. You relate to everything that we say. So we are obviously on a bit of a time pressure this week, which is actually good, I think, for podcasts. It keeps us motoring on.
Yeah, I think we've spent a lot of time this evening nattering rather than just getting on with it.
Yeah.
Which we've sat here going, why don't we discuss this when we're
pre-show natters?
Yeah.
So let's do our usual quick weekly catch-up then. So we'll start with The Mechanic.
The Mechanic.
How's your week been?
It's been all right. It's been a bit hectic because my boss was off ill. We did think it was a 3-day bender, but turns out he was actually genuinely ill.
Okay, for once.
And then we've had like girl on the front desk go down. The apprentice, yeah.
And she was ill.
And she was ill. Oh, yeah, if only you knew her history. Then we've had the apprentice go down ill, and we've had other people phone in sick.
I think. And it's your busy time of the year, isn't it?
September's our busy time of the year. So we're still in the aftermath of September a little bit, but we're getting there. But yesterday there was like 3 techs.
Right.
And there's normally like 8 of us.
So yeah, artificially busy.
Yeah.
Artificially busy when you don't have staff.
Yeah, but we just got the work done. Doesn't matter. We seem to have
champions.
This weird trope in the workshop. Doesn't matter how much work there is, it's always done.
Mm.
I don't know why, it's just done.
That's work ethic though.
Yeah, it's just done.
You know, you have a target, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
That's almost a little bit of old man's mentality as well. I don't feel the current generation maybe worked that sort of thing. No. Of like there is stuff to be done, it needs to get done. But that's cool. That's good.
It sounds, yeah, how about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been one of those weeks where it's noticeably quieter at work, and I hate that. Okay. I hate being quiet at work because the days drag. I love being busy. I love rushing around. I love like having to, like if I'm doing a property photo shoot, then I've got to edit it. Then in between that, I've got to answer my emails. Then I've got to like cover lunches or, you know, I just like that kind of thing. Because you look at the clock and it's like, oh shit, it's 5:00.
Mm.
Whereas the last week has been very quiet, and it's like, fucking hell, it's not even lunchtime yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those weeks, but
yeah,
it's all right. We had a new starter today, you trained him up, and he has his first full day tomorrow. No grumbles, nice. Really. Just, I'm ready for a holiday. I'm most definitely ready for a holiday.
2 weeks,
2 weeks until we have our little fun trip,
our little holiday,
which is awesome. I had my doctor call up today for my blood tests.
Okay,
obviously been tested for rheumatoid arthritis, got the all clear.
Oh, amazing.
Today, amazing, yes, still question marks as to what's causing my hand pain. So we kind of move on to the next thing now. But it's not rheumatoid arthritis, which is good because that could be
repetitive strain injury.
Yes, yeah. Getting old, they might call it. Wear
wanking
and tear.
Too much.
Yeah, wanker's cramp. but yeah, so it's not that. They said x-ray came back, no problems with the bones. Bone density is fine. It's not that. So it's not the bones and you haven't got arthritis. We don't know what it is. We'll move on to the next test. There are other types of arthritis. We only tested you for one. Fair enough. But in fairness, since I've been taking the pain relief, seems all right.
It could be like an inflammatory thing then.
So anti-inflammatory. So what the way they described it is, it's not necessarily, it's not like carpal tunnel, because it's not those muscles that are affected. And I'm not getting that sort of pain. But they said it could be what he called the mesh around the bones.
Okay.
So like not the muscle, but the sinew and the ligaments.
Yeah.
There could be something, what do they call it? Autoimmune
reaction
or something is causing that. But good news, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not dying.
Well, yeah.
I haven't got arthritis.
No.
I know of.
Well, you haven't got that one type, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got that one type.
It's a hard one, isn't it? It's great news, but you're like...
Yeah, so I said to the doctor, I was like, well, that's really good, but also very frustrating. Yeah. I don't know what's causing it. But, you know, 2 weeks' time, there'll be more blood tests, they'll look for more stuff, wider screen, whatever. So Fair enough. We go.
That's handy.
That was my day today, but as of today, I feel fine. So there we go. Comes and goes.
Could have been a stress thing.
But it's not one of those that you want to kind of lay it on, you know, not thick enough with the doctor. Because I find with doctors, especially like with Carly and her issues... I keep saying you need to lay it on thick, because otherwise they won't pay attention.
No, this is it. This is why half of the people, like myself and you, like don't go to the doctors very often, because unless I feel like I am on death's door, I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah. And when I called the doctor for my wrist those 2 weeks ago, when I woke up and I couldn't lift anything, I couldn't move my hands. It was hurting just existing. It's like that was really bad.
Yeah.
And like today he's calling up and like, so how you feeling? I'm like, yeah, I actually feel all right. And you feel like I'm a bit of a fraud because.
Yeah.
I was so bad then. He's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was the pain? I was like, well, I was at 8, 9. Like, I couldn't lift anything. It was like, I couldn't sleep. It was that painful. And today it's like a 3. I got a bit of, you know, bit of wrist pain and stuff, but like, it's nothing like that.
Like how it was.
And I'm like, well, maybe it's because I'm now taking the naproxen that you prescribed and the anti-inflammatory is working. Mm. So that's good. If I stopped it, would it come back?
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't tell you that. All I know is right now it's good.
You're like, if you can phone me back in a week's time, I'll stop taking it now.
Yeah, and I'll get in chronic pain.
And then if I don't answer the phone, you know it's because I'm fucked.
you know I'm in the corner crying. So yeah, weird one, but all good. Yeah. All good. So can't complain. Can't complain. So we'll move on from that. And it is your turn.
For the beers.
We obviously have had a lot of beers recently. We will have to move away from beers.
I'll tell you what I've done. As a spoiler alert.
Mm.
It's not a BrewDog.
Okay, good. It's not a main brand that we seem to be sponsored by.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So this is a beer. It is a beer that I've had their website on my phone for months.
Right.
Because it's one of those things where, like, I was told about them by a guy at work.
Yep.
And I knew where he got them from, but I'd never seen them whenever I'd gone.
In any shops.
Wherever I'd been to go and get them, I could never find them.
I'm intrigued now.
So it just so happened that the day after our last podcast, me and the girls were in Home Bargains, B&M, whichever one's down by Castle Point.
Yeah.
As we were walking past, I was like, oh, they're there. So yeah, you could buy these beers for £1.79 each in Home Bargains or B&M, whichever one down the road. I have no idea. They're both shop.
I think it's B&M.
I'll be honest.
No, it's B&M's the big one.
Both shops, they're just identical. They're the same to me.
They sell tap, which
they literally are identical shops.
Yeah. B&M's the one down by Costco, and that's the big one.
One's G&T's, one's T&G. Like,
that's it. Yeah. One's DP, that's something else.
Yeah. So anyway.
Come on, Em.
This is an Innis & Gunns. It's called the Original. It's a Scottish golden beer, and they're matured in single malt whiskey casks.
Ooh, whiskey beer.
Yes.
Mm, and it's a glass bottle.
It's a little glass bottle.
Very posh this week.
So this beer is single malt whiskey cask matured to unlock natural hints of vanilla, toffee, and oak.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Well, I've got you, I don't know if you already found the bottle opener.
Bottle opener. Awesome.
I have one there.
I have one on my keys at all times.
Yeah, and so these are a healthy 6.6%.
Ooh, that's quite strong for... That doesn't look strong. Obviously, I think the glass bottle is maybe making it look a little bit more sophisticated than it is, but I do like the sound of that. This beer is a single malt whiskey cask matured to unlock natural hints of vanilla, toffee, and oak. Now, those three together sound nice.
So it's Innis & Gunns. So I've got their website up so I could... I've been looking for it. So yeah.
Oh, that smells amazing.
So this is the one I've been looking for, the original.
Yeah.
And then they also have... they have like an Islay whiskey cask, and they do an Irish whiskey, a Caribbean rum cask.
Well, because this is a bottle, I'm going to have to photograph this before we drink it, because obviously it's not a can where you can't tell if it's empty or not. But that is, that smells absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, so their Irish whiskey is only 6.1%, so it's a bit of a weak source. The Caribbean rum, however, is a 6.8.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, this ain't going to last long.
No, that's, I mean, they're only little bottles, and I thought that's ideal for...
Yeah, podcast size. So we've got a 330ml bottle. It's 6.6%. You're glassing it. I might just bottle it.
I just like being able to poorly pour a beer on
on podcasts. This wouldn't be a podcast without you poorly pouring ahead. 51 days
crap aged. Ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Right, let's go for it. Chin chin. Cheers, chin, everyone. Chin. Welcome to the podcast. That's bloody lovely.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's bloody lovely, that is.
It's like...
Oh, I'm really getting the toffee.
Yeah.
As I sip that, I'm really getting the toffee, and then it mellows to the vanilla afterwards. So it starts off quite burnt toffee-ish.
Like, yeah. As it like sort of washes down, it's almost goes a bit fudgy-like. That's
good.
It's really nice.
That is really good. That's like the special little beer treat in your fridge that you only... get out for special occasions.
I wish I'd bought more of those now.
That is delicious. That needs to come in like a box of six.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that, because the reason I hadn't bought them yet...
It's because they come in a box of 12.
My phone's being stupid. I think they were like, a box was like 44 quid or something. Oh,
okay, so they're not... I thought you said they're £1.70. How many's in a box? 36?
24.
It's a big old box.
But that's straight from them. This was Home Bargains, you know. Yeah, Home Bargains have bought like 300,000 bottles of them, and they're now selling them at like a pound each.
Well, I think that's a delightful choice this week, Paul.
It's really nice.
That is a very, very nice beer. I think if you're listening and you can go to B&M and pick up a Innis & Gunn, the original Scottish golden beer with flavours of vanilla, toffee and oak, please go and get one.
Yeah. Please do.
That is very nice. 6.6, two of them, and that's going to be me.
I think it's a nice change of pace, considering the last few weeks we've had them. We've had some real grotty things, some real out there beers,
extreme flavors. I mean, we are, you know, you will start running out of those really fun ones, but it's nice to get a bit of a premium one.
Yeah, it's nice, that is. I'm really enjoying that,
because I like to think we're beer connoisseurs.
Oh yeah, I've added professional beer taster to my CV now.
100% podcaster, beer taster,
yeah,
sommelier for beer.
That's it.
I'm
looking for a job at Greg's.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. The dream. Brewery by night, Greg's by day.
Oh,
that would be the one, and maybe Spearmint Rhino between 6 and 8. There we go.
The hangover special.
That would be it. So there we go. That's the beer for this week.
Innis & Gunn.
Everyone, get on that one. And that leads us on to our fast topic for the week. And you have one this week that you've brought.
I do have one. It's a bit of a.
It's a parenting one.
It's a bit out there.
Mm-hmm.
So as we all know. Well, you know, not we all. My eldest, Layla, she started secondary school this year. So obviously, as she's rapidly growing up, I'm sort of trying to instill into her some sort of more sort of abstract skills that me and you, like in our day-to-day lives, or anybody in their day-to-day life, sort of has to get a grasp of. And at the moment, it's time management.
So you could call it good habits.
Yeah, just habits to get into, things to be aware. Like, we're all aware of time subconsciously, but there was always a point in our life where at first we were terrible at trying to. Somebody said you had 10 minutes to do that, it's going to take you an hour because you just don't understand that you haven't got that
a sense of urgency.
Or
it's the fact that you know you don't have an hour to do that 10 minute job.
You've got
two other jobs to do in that hour
It's something that you learn sort of naturally growing up, but I'm trying to sort of make her acutely aware of it now. So then it's easier for her later on. It's a bit of a weird one.
It's really admirable, and it's quite hard to teach kids those skills when they're young, because like you say, their attention span is awful.
Because what's led it on is when it's bath time, both the girls like to watch something on the iPad in the bath, which I don't really care about because, you know, if I'm in the bath, I might watch a TV series or something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, you know, Monday to Friday, it's pre-dinner, post-dinner. We've still got, we might have some homework to do or bedtime's coming up. So they've got a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
They both need to get in and out of the bath.
Yeah.
So normally I think, like, give them a sensible time of, like, you know, 20, 25 minutes in the bath. I think that's pretty much enough for anybody, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Any more than that, you're sort of pushing it a bit.
I'm known to have 2-hour baths.
Yeah, I can't
where
be
I'm
there.
Falling asleep.
Yeah, so I can't be in there for that long.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, sort of, you know, you can watch whatever you want for like 10, 15 minutes.
Then it's get washed.
And then it's washing out.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
get in, get washed and out, get then washed chill. And everything, and then chill out.
Yeah.
One way or the other. So the other day we said, like, mum will be home from work in like 25 minutes, get in the bath. You need to be out of the bath by the time mum comes home. Jess comes home. She's still in the bath. So we're like, shut up, you know, get out. She's like, yeah. 20 minutes later, she's still not out of the bath. And so in the end, I go up there and I'm like knocking on the door. And I'm like, what are you playing? And she's like, I was wondering whether I should like pull the plug out or not. So I've been waiting. And we're like, that's not an excuse. I'm like, you've got your iPad, so you could have rang us or texted us from there.
Yeah.
You haven't even opened the door or attempted to get out yet. I was like, so you're just bullshitting
plug.
Now.
What's the big decision?
Yeah. And so I don't know if anybody else wanted a bath. I was like, well, your sister's bathed. I've come home from work and already showered before I ran the bath.
Yeah.
I was like, we're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I definitely get it from my girls as well. That like the time thing is like, you know, I'll come home from work and the worst thing that I can hear when I come through the door at 6:30 is, can you give the girls a bath before bedtime?
Mm.
Because I know how much faff then starts. My girls hate the bath, hate the shower until they're in the bath and in the shower. And then you can't get them out of the fucking bath or out of the shower. And I know that's what happens every time. I have 20 minutes of saying, get in the bath, get in the bath, get in the bath. Oh, I don't want to get in the bath. Get in the bath. And then when they're in the bath, I can't shut them up. Then they're flooding the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're having jokes. They're having laughs. They're watching their iPad, like you said. And then I can't get them out. Then I get them out and I can't get them dry. Mm. They just sit there with wet hair for 4 hours. It's just the worst time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst time. And that's just one example, bath time.
Yeah, so
it can relate to anything.
That's what I think, trying to give them that sort of hard stop. It's like set an alarm on the iPad or something. To be like, when that alarm goes off, you get out. You see, Emily... absolute diamond.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell her, like, you know, watch one episode of whatever you want or just be as quick as you can. And sometimes she's in and out so bloody quick, I'm thinking,
have you actually washed?
Like, let me smell your hair.
Yeah.
But she just does it. And then she's like, all right, cool. Can I go? Do what I want now? I'm like, yeah, you've done what you got to do.
Yeah.
Crack on. Then her sister, she's just, the complete polar opposite.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. I'm not going to lie. I'm finding evening times very, very, very stressful. I know we covered it in the last podcast, but like I just can't get my two to switch off.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't say anything and left them to their own devices, they'd be up till 1 a.m.
Mm.
They don't put themselves to bed. And you know, like last night I was on the sofa and I was watching The World's End.
Okay.
And then I went straight into Shaun of the Dead.
Mm.
But this was between like 6:15 and like coming up to their bedtime, 7:45, something like that. So I'd watched the first film. I was just like, I haven't warmed them down, if that's such a thing. I haven't given them the 7, like, right, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and then an extra 5.
Yeah.
I haven't done the usual. I just let them get on with it till 7:45. And then like they'd really hyped themselves up.
Yeah, guess.
Then it was harder.
The other issue is like I think, was it? I know it was a friend of mine. I wanted to say it was Freddie and George, but it's not. It was a friend of mine with their kids. They had to give their kids that warning.
Yeah.
And once they give them that warning, then that's sort of like, that's what triggers it. I think until they get that warning, they're just
I have to do
swing.
The same. Yeah, I have to do the same. And it has to be like a non-stop thing for an hour to hour and a half. So every night is like 7 to 8:30.
Mm.
It's just constant hounding. Then even from 8:30 to 9:30, it's then I've lost my shit. You know, I'm fully diplomatic up until 8:30. Once it gets past that and I've told them 6-7 times, stop talking, go to sleep, stop talking, go to sleep, I can't be diplomatic anymore. And then a few F-bombs come out and I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's horrible.
It pushes me past that point of I can't say anymore without saying stuff that kind of scares you, because you're not listening to the nice stuff. You're not listening to me saying, please, girls, and this is I've got stuff to
you,
do.
As a parent, you sort of like, you can only be nice and kind like for so long before you're like, you are literally just taking the piss now.
Yeah.
Because they're children, like a lot of the time they don't mean it. But half the time, I'm sure they know exactly what they're doing.
It is tough. I feel for any parent that is dealing with that sort of age range, of that kind of 7 through to 12, 13, it is challenging, especially when you've got two and you've got two in the same room or very close to each other.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I think by Christmas, we're going to look at separating the girls and giving them a room each. Mm. And I know Daisy will take to it like a fish to water. She'll love her own room.
Yeah.
And she'll make it nice. She probably will keep it nice. Poppy will hate it. She'll get scared. She won't want to be on her own. She'll end up in with her sister. But I think we're just going to have to, because we just can't handle.
They just have to find something that will sort of like entice her. So like, you know, if you stay in your room tonight, then maybe we do this tomorrow. Like, so it's that given rewards thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Poppy's going to have the best room. She's going to have the big room because Daisy wants the small room.
Oh, she wants a spare?
Yeah.
Oh,
so enough. Daisy will go in the small room, and that will be the only saving grace, is Poppy will then have a sofa, a TV, you know, her bunk bed with a desk underneath it. She'll have a cool room.
Yeah.
But I know that won't mean shit.
No.
She'll be scared.
Yeah.
And then she'll keep coming up and going in with her sister. Whereas her sister will love a little cozy, proper girl. It will make it a bit more grown up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, proper nice decorated middle room. And we will put her massive bunk bed in there. So it's not going to have a lot of room. But it will be kept tidy. Mm.
So. Yeah, that's the thing. It's nice for them to have that independence. Because Emily's been a little bit, like, she was up for having her own room, but I think the first night she was a little bit nervous about it.
It's a bit of change.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bit of change, but they get used to it.
Yeah, because, like, your girls and both my girls, like, you know, they've more or less, they've grown up sharing a room since they were really little, yeah.
Yeah, they've always had someone around them. You know, and even now, you know, Poppy is not handling bedtimes very well. She's better than she was. Mm. Going back 2 months, she was up every single night coming in scared, but, you know, she's seemed to have conquered her fears a little bit, but it's still sporadic. Yeah.
It's just all the night lights and everything else. Emily goes to bed now with, she has like a planet projector on, you know, like the galaxy projector.
Yeah,
she's
got
one of them. She's got a dinosaur that lights up. She's got another lamp somewhere.
Oh, Poppy's like that. She can't go to bed with the lights off, whereas Daisy wants pitch black, which I love. But Poppy, no, she needs light. So like you said, projector light, neon light on the wall. I've got a nano leaf bulb in that room, which I put on 20% brightness.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking electric.
So you might find it will help, because obviously if Daisy likes it one way, she might, like you say, she'll be ducked to water and off she goes.
Poppy can have a room bright. I don't really care. You know, as long as Daisy's getting to sleep as, you know, how she wants to.
It's nothing worse than them both being ratty and tired in the morning, is there?
Yeah, they're both very ratty. You know, that's the other extreme, is that we go from the nighttime battle to bed, and then in the morning it's the battle for everything. Get dressed, brush your teeth, brush your hair.
I leave work. For work very early, so
leave that to
I'll
Jess.
Make Emily breakfast. Layla's still stewing, trying to get out of bed. So I've made their lunches the night before, so I'll make both girls' lunches. But then I'm like 7:20, I'm gone.
I mean, you are the modern man. I mean, I don't tend to do the food and lunches and everything. Mm. Carly does that, but I do. I tend to do the getting them dressed, making them breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, it depends. I mean, the breakfast is not difficult. A lot of it's packed stuff like chocolate waffles, chocolate pancakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Daisy likes a Nutella sandwich finger thing where I chop it all up into fingers. They're pretty easy in the morning.
Yeah, see, Emily's the same. Later, chocolate waffles or like pan of chocolate thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're nice and easy to make. But it's the iPads. Like we've started to say, no iPads until you're dressed.
Yeah, we have that same rule.
Yeah, because otherwise they just basically zombie out in the morning.
As soon as they walk down the out of bed, straight downstairs, straight onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at the moment, Emily's actually on a YouTube ban.
Oh, I've had those this week as well.
So that started in I told her that, and that ended up in a full force meltdown.
Yeah.
Basically, she lied to me.
Yeah.
She came down from, this is Tuesday. She came down from the bath.
Mm-hmm.
I said, right, I said, have we got, because Layla was in the middle of doing some homework, but then so she paused her homework, went up to the bath, and that's when that all kicked off.
Yeah.
So I said to Emily, like, what have we got to do? I said, have you got spellings to do? Because I know you had a test yesterday. So have you got new spellings or anything like that? She's like, no. They've all been done. I'm like, are you sure? You've got nothing else to do. We've got a book we can read. You know, you trying to just get on top of it. She's like, nope, everything's done. Everything's done. Jess comes home and she's like, well, she's not done her spellings yet. She's got spellings to do. I was like, she's told me 3 times that she hasn't. She's assured me that she hasn't. And then she's just sat on YouTube. She's been watching YouTube since then.
Yeah.
Jess was like, you have got spares. She's like, I know, I just didn't want to do them. And I was like, right, off now. Like, we're not having this. Yeah.
Done.
I was like, you're not having that. I said, it's if you're going to lie to me so you can watch this crap, because the stuff they watch on there is literally crap. Oh, it's
garbage, yeah.
I was like, you ain't watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, if that's what it's making you do, it's gone.
Yeah, that's why my mum, who's got the girls tonight, doesn't let them bring the pads over.
No.
She hates what they watch. And the thing is, you know, that's fine, because you can give them your undivided attention for that one day a week, or one evening a week.
Yeah.
Like, we have them every single night, and we just, you know, I don't know what it is. I do definitely feel like I have less time than I've ever had before to just do nothing, like, with the kids.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
I feel guilty about it, because, like, you know, you don't want to, like, skip your kids' lives, but the thought of drawing with them or going on Minecraft with them or anything in the last 6 months would be torture.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I just felt I had more time to just chill and do shit.
Mm, but it's just no time, no more time in the day.
I think what it is, I think it's a state of being. I think the fact is, life is fucking tough right now for everyone. It's just hectic, isn't it? It's hectic. Everything's fucking expensive. Money's not going anywhere. Cost of living is going through the roof. You know, I feel like I'm hustling my fucking ass off to make ends meet.
Mm.
It shouldn't be this hard.
No.
It shouldn't be this hard to be just comfortable, not even getting ahead, just paying your bills.
Yeah, it's ends meet, isn't it?
It's ends meet. It's really hard at the minute. Yeah. So I think that is mentally taking it out of me.
Yeah, because by the time the day's done, you just can't make any decision, can you? You just want to
mong.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I don't want to do stuff with the kids, but when they're like, oh, let's build this massive thing in Minecraft, I'm like, I haven't got the energy.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. It's not I don't love you. It's not that I don't want you to go and do that. You go off and have fun. But daddy needs to chill out.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid, like I have great parents and stuff. My dad was, I think, in some ways similar to me, like, great dad, but never really got involved a lot in the shit that kids enjoy, whether it's building Lego together or, you know, but I had a great childhood, so I got no complaints, but I always said I don't want to be that dad who doesn't take the time to, you know, I'm not going to be fucking bluey, because let's be honest, no one can be that.
Nobody can be like that.
Again, the bar way too high.
Yeah.
Way too high.
No parents like that.
No,
if
exactly.
they are, they don't work.
No, exactly. Exactly. Or they're on like 100K for being a consultant, you know, and they work 3 hours a day. But yeah, you know, I didn't want to be that dad. But it's unbelievable how easy it is to slip into being that person where you just don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because it's just gone. Like, you've got so much to get on with, especially like with the amount of what we do in our
spare time. Yeah, yeah.
With the creator side of things and the obligations you have to that. It's hard. It goes back to the other questions we've had before of trying to find that balance.
Yeah, it is hard. The light's just coming outside. I'm just going to see where you're talking. If anyone's outside.
I've heard some banging going around. Yeah. He's leaving the house.
Very strange. I think in fairness, the wind has blown off something, which has triggered the security light.
Fair enough. You heard a bang and I thought it come from upstairs.
Yeah, I thought I heard someone talking, because we both kind of looked and was like, what the hell? And then the light came on, and then it's fucking Halloween.
Yeah, I could have sworn I heard somebody talking. I thought there was somebody upstairs.
I thought it was. I was listening, thinking it's a woman's voice.
Yeah.
It's the haunted house.
My brain went back and I was like, I swear they haven't got a lodger anymore.
Yeah, no, that was a bit freaky. Then the light came on. So I don't know whether that was our neighbour talking and the wind has blown off a couple of boxes outside and it's triggered the light, but that was a bit freaky. I was just like, oh, I'm not expecting
anyone. Right, so I'm going now. Bye.
Yeah, if you don't hear from us after this podcast, then you know why. But so that's parenting in a nutshell. I always feel like parenting, we come on and just make it sound like it's the worst fucking thing in the world.
Oh, it's nice.
I love having kids.
I do, yeah.
And absolutely love it.
So tomorrow we've got our STEM kits to do tomorrow. Mm. So like,
nice.
So I had a collaboration with Circuit Mess and Geek Squad.
Yep.
It's Geek Club. I keep Geek saying Club. Geek Squad because I'm like back in my car phone warehouse era. So we've got some smartwatches and some robots to build tomorrow.
Nice.
So
those look cool.
7-year-old, 12-year-old soldering irons.
Ooh, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
No fingers. That sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
I don't know what time my girls are coming back. We're doing very little this weekend, because obviously last weekend we were in London.
Yes.
So we had Carly's Royal Parks half marathon up in Kensington and Chelsea kind of area. And
it looked a really nice route, that did. Straight through the park.
Yeah, I think she really enjoyed it. It was hillier than she thought, and it was warmer than she wanted.
Yeah.
So it wasn't...
It was a warm weekend.
It wasn't a pleasant run, apparently. And she's obviously not as fit as she would normally be. She's obviously dealing with her... what would you call it? The big lump or whatever.
Yeah.
That she's going through. So it's she's basically carrying more weight than she would normally have. So running... Carrying extra weight is not nice.
No.
So she struggled with that. But a usual London adventure... Hotel, it was a 35-minute stomp from the hotel to the start of the race. Mm-hmm. We did a recce the day before, plenty of walking. Then obviously on the morning she went early, then I took the two girls, took them on a stomp. We did the science museum. Yeah, busy weekend, yeah. Basically. Came back absolutely knackered. I was falling asleep in the car driving home. Mm-hmm. I was like, we pulled over at Winchester Services. I was like, I have to swap with you. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm nodding dog here. And I had a couple of times, you know, you get that whoosh sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you've gone to sleep. I had that about four times. And I said, we've got to pull over. I either need a break or you need to take over.
Mm.
So we stopped at Winchester, went in and got a tea and a coffee, took 10 minutes, swapped over. And then from Winchester to home, it's about 40 minutes.
Yep.
And I wanted to sleep. I was like, I'm dead on my feet. I want to sleep. Carly's been asleep for an hour. I want to now sleep.
Yeah.
And Poppy had slept, but then woke up because we stopped. And then she was like a kid on fucking Skittles. They were making so much noise in the way home. I was so grumpy. I was like, all I want to do is sleep.
Yeah. Where's my turn?
Where's my turn?
Dad, don't get a turn. That's the point of being
exactly,
a dad.
It was a classic one. It's exactly what I was like. I never sleep in the car. All three of you always sleep when I'm driving. I'm just driving 5 hours. You lot are sleeping, and I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, entertaining myself. Yeah.
All I've asked for is 40 minutes. 40 minutes in the car to sleep, and you won't even give me that. You know, it was like, that's it, you're walking home. I was just lost it. And then you get the worst thing. It was like, Carly's like, stop shouting in my ear. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
We're in a car. I can't not shout in your ear.
Stop, don't tell me off. I'm not the one who's in trouble here. So, yeah, it was very, very tight. So I think I had a London hangover until about Wednesday.
Mm.
I was really tired.
We all know we've been to London together, haven't we? And we all know that's a 20,000-plus day
step. Oh, it is. Yeah, it's mental. And then coming back, and then I had tons of collabs to catch up on, and some of them were time-sensitive and stuff. And a couple of nights, I was up till 1:30 filming content and creating. I was in bed on CapCut doing fucking edits and then passing out and then getting up and going to work.
Waking up going, where's that transition come from?
Oh, you know, and then I posted a collab a day early, and I'm like, well, that's where my head's at right now.
Yeah.
I don't write any of my collabs down, which, to be fair, this month would have been very handy trying to keep track of deadlines. I know the next one is Monday, and then there's another one on the 18th, another one on the 16th. You know, it's just like bam, 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 bam. And that's on top of everything else. It's just like, it's so much.
So writing them down is a good point, actually.
I've had tools before. And the thing is, I don't know where is best to write them down. Because if it's on the computer, it's organized, but I forget it's on the computer. If it's on a bit of paper, I lose the book. You know, I've got notebooks for planning content. So I haven't found the ideal system yet. I have notes on my iPhone, which keeps track of paid gigs because I kind of want to budget. So I write them on there, and then again, I forget about them. I forget to invoice them.
Yeah, you almost need like a book that you can put like that's small enough to go in the camera bag. So when you open the camera, it's there. So then you know what it is.
You can carry it around with you all the time, or make better use of your phone so you get alerts.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Matt, you need to do the content for X.
Mm.
This needs to be done tonight for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if I'm still gonna want to level up my content creation game and not scale it back, then I need to start getting organized.
Yeah.
I need to plan a bit more and things like that.
There's a product I have seen that I did email them and they were like, yeah, we're not really doing it yet, we're not quite there. I think it's a bit of a launch company, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's called Hearth.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a picture frame on the wall, but it's like a massive like family planner.
Okay.
So it's like it's a complete digital screen.
Yeah, yeah.
It just looks like a photo on the wall. But you get like the family planner calenders.
It's like the fact it's digital.
Matt's
that's
doing
cool.
this. It's all like touch screen. Like
yeah, yeah.
The works. I'll show you in a minute.
So like, was it battery or is it plug-in?
Plug-in.
So your little cable coming down the wall.
Yeah. And then it sits on the wall, but it just looks like a piece of art. You turn it on, it's got like shopping lists, to-do lists, like the lot.
That sounds sick.
I know. I saw it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I want one.
I want one of those.
So I was like, straight into the DMs.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds cool. That sounds like what we need.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the thing is like Daisy downloaded an app the other day, which is like her morning routine. She's sick of it now.
Mm.
But at the time she was like, brush my hair, do my teeth, get dressed the thing, then some iPad time. And she like liked the
that's
idea
really
of it.
Good.
And she did that off her own back.
Yeah.
And she was doing it for about 4 days. And then she got annoyed by the notifications because it was like, ping, do your teeth, ping, do your hair, ping. Mm. She was like, I need to turn off the pings. I was like, no, that's the point. They're there to remind you. So that was quite a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think if we had a chart, I think Daisy in particular, I think Daisy's more like me in that she takes pleasure from being organized.
Mm.
She may still procrastinate and do all the other stuff that I do, but I think she would like the idea of tidy lists,
yeah.
You know, a bit of OCD, whereas Poppy's definitely more like mum.
Yeah, so you could get those notifications to come up without the ting, just the banner.
Yeah, I could do that.
That would might yeah. work.
So I like the fact she's starting to do that. I mean, the girls, yeah, I mean... We talked about getting a skip again the other day to just get to a point where, because we're at that point, probably less so for you because you've done a move recently, but we have stuff that they do not need anymore.
Oh, we've got loads of it, yeah.
But we don't know where to, well, it's not that we don't know where to take it. It's just I don't want to do 25 tip runs to get rid of it all. I want to just do it in one big bang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the problem is like Carly really struggles to motivate herself during the day. So like I spent 2 hours tidying up the living room to be able to take a video of something I was selling on Facebook because I was ashamed to send a video as it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I spent 2 hours tidying up. And then today I came home and nothing has, that I can see, nothing has been done all day. And I'm just like, we're never going to get anywhere unless we have a skip and an explosion of throw everything out in one go so we can see what we've got to...
Yeah.
Keep and then keep on top of. Like, I hate filling surfaces, but if you look in every room in this house.
Yeah, that's what surfaces. Yeah, we're the same. I think
there's no empty surfaces.
Most, what I like to call lived in houses or households.
Yeah, not show homes.
There is a.
With kids.
There
especially.
Is a surface.
Yeah.
That is covered. Then you'll be very. You'll probably find. There'll be a part of the kitchen countertop, which is clear.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it.
Yeah. It is amazing how much we hoard. Now, I think it's because we are obviously very much capitalist country. We always want more. We don't live with what we've
and
got.
That also, I mean, you're more prevalent to this than I am. Like the amount of like collabs we get, you just constant roll of parcels, things being delivered.
Yeah. I mean, like, because I always try and say, like, my gaming room, tech room, man cave, whatever you want to call it, is also the dining room. It's like an organized mess. So I kind of know, like, it doesn't bother me because I know it's organized, but Carly might look at it the same as I look at her running clothes that spill out. She's got 25,000 sets of running outfits, you know, but they are in a neat pile.
Mm.
So it's not like they're thrown everywhere, but they're organized, but they don't go beyond that. And they're a bit similar to all the boxes underneath the desk where you are.
Yeah.
They're all filmed. They might have stuff in them, but I don't need them anymore.
No.
So they're either there waiting to go in the loft or they're waiting to be sold. You know, I've got chairs galore at the moment. I've got 1, 2, 3 in this room we're sat in and another 2 in the lounge. And it's just all taking up space. So it's like, it's not carnage. It's not like we're old hoarders.
No.
But like you say, I accumulate stuff so quickly, whether it's headphones or, you know, from my side, it's headphones, tech, keyboards. I've got no space to put them.
No.
But I don't want to get rid of them because in a lot of ways, that is my payment. It's not like I've been paid and I've got it. The payment is the keyboard.
Yeah,
so if I just sell it straight away, it's like, oh, I haven't got the cool keyboard anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a really hard one. And you're kind of thinking, when I have space to do them, I could do a nice display of them. But it's just
It's always the when and the what if. That's the problem.
It's the what ifs.
We're all the same. Like, we've all got that box of plugs, wires, or we've all got something. We go
HDMI leads.
One day I might need this.
Mm.
I mean, you should see the box I have at work, or like a tub at work that I've got of the odd part, which I know's like it's come off a car, but I know it's okay. But
it could be used again.
Yeah, or like the odd things like that, and it's like, oh, I'll keep that because we might need that one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's probably some of them been there probably 10 years plus.
Yeah,
but it's just
I wonder whether that is like. Is that like a UK thing? Is that like an English thing that we do that? Because I tend to find like Europeans, in my experience, they tend to live a lot more modestly.
Yeah.
Whereas we hoard.
In a lot of aspects, I'm very all or nothing. Like, if we're clearing up and I find something and I'm like, oh, I've not seen that for ages, I will happily just gone.
Yeah.
Because I've obviously not needed it.
Yeah.
So I can cut things out of my life.
Yeah.
Instantly.
I think when I get that mindset, definitely. Yeah. It's like I said to Daisy, there's a pile of their stuff, which I'm protesting and not clearing up in the lounge. So on a table, it's about a foot deep. It's stuff they pulled out of the school bags. It's, you know, phone cases, erasers. It's all their shit that they spill out, and I put it on that table ready for them to organise. But Daisy pulled out like 4 pieces of paper from her school bag and left it on the side. I went, so where are these going?
Mm.
She's like, well, I'm keeping them. I was like, where are you keeping them? I don't know, but I'm keeping them. I said, can I throw them out? She's like, well, no, I want them. I was like, so where are you putting them? I don't know where I'm putting them. Okay. So I said, right, let's look at what these are. I open up the first one. A half-drawn robot. What are you doing with this? Next one, it was a half-drawn robot dinosaur, right? And then it was, I can't remember what the third one was, but it was something, again, just pointless. And then the fourth one was an A4 bit of paper with a tiny little circle drawn on it, which she called a bum hole. But it was like a blue and purple little thing. It was nothing.
Yeah.
What are we doing with this? What purpose is it serving?
Yeah.
Are you putting it in a folder or something like that?
Put on your
wall. I don't know where it's going. I just don't want to get rid of it. I'm like, no, it's going in the bin.
Yeah.
I said, it's going in the bin. It serves no purpose. I said, the problem with this is like this house. I love the fact you love drawing, but for every one masterpiece, you draw 20 pieces of crap, which don't get finished. You know, the paper's all crunched up. But rather than put it in the bin, you put it somewhere on the off chance it's going to make you a millionaire. That's the only thing I can think of.
But someone's going to walk past and look through the window and go,
oh my God, it's the next Banksy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, actually, I've never sat down and asked a direct question. What are you doing with this? Where is it going? Why are you keeping it?
Yeah, because
answer it.
I think the teachers and stuff at school, like, they get a kick out of it. They're like, oh, do you want to take that home? Do you?
Yeah.
And they're like,
fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't want it. My fridge is full of drawings.
We get like brownies and guides. They bring that, oh, we made this today. And I'm like, great. Where's that going?
It's like when my mum says, you know, we bought them this today. Do you want to take it home with you? I'm like, no.
You bought it.
No, you bought it. It stays at Nanny's.
Yeah.
I don't want anything coming into my house.
I do the exact same thing to my mum. She's like, oh, yeah, we've done this today. Cool, stays here.
Yeah, kite. What kite? Yeah. Fucking keep it at yours. It's been in my lounge unused for 3 weeks.
Open.
Because I don't want to. This goes back to that thing of I should want to play with my kids. I can't think of anything worse than fucking flying a kite. Because it means I've got to build it. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to be the mug running around with it.
Yeah, and it's not going to be windy enough.
And it's not going to be windy enough. And I'm going to hate it. You know, and I'm just like, I'm a grumpy old bastard. I just don't want to do it. But don't buy stuff and dump it in my house.
Yeah.
Because I cannot get rid of enough stuff.
It's like one of those people that buy your kids noisy presents. Like,
yeah.
They do it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking drums.
Yeah.
Drum sets. Thanks for that, Auntie.
Yeah. God. Yeah,
bit of a nightmare. So
that's a nice parenting rant we've had.
That was a good parenting rant. So moving on, are we going to cover a little bit of gaming?
Yeah, a little bit of gaming. So
because you just finished a game.
I have just finished a game. It's the first game I finished. It feels like forever. I know it's not, because I'm sure I finished other games.
Yeah.
Recently, I'm not sure what I couldn't tell you.
Didn't you do not Dark Souls, the other one?
Elden Ring.
No, the more recent one to that. What were you playing after?
Diablo.
Diablo.
I finished Diablo. Yeah.
You finished Diablo?
Yeah, I finished a campaign for Diablo, yeah. I haven't finished Baldur's Gate yet. But no, I have just finished the campaign of Starfield.
Yes, which I'm still playing.
Which you are still playing. So I won't go to many spoilers. But you just need to pull your finger out and do it.
Yeah, I've been I'm in a couple of Starfield groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
So all I've been hearing for the past month and a half is NG+. Now, I get the premise of it is you get better stuff the second time around.
Yeah, and
and ships and armor and stuff like that, but you keep your abilities and your stats, yeah?
Basically, how much, I won't go story spoilers, but it's very much the same of a new game plus in any game. You stay your current level,
but you lose all your shit
and all your possessions go.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the spaceship that I spent like 400,000 credits building this amazing battleship has now like gone. But yeah, you know, easy come, easy go.
Yeah,
all those resources I hoarded, they've
gone.
I didn't even use half of them.
Yeah,
but you keep all your levels,
yep.
And you keep all your like abilities, perks, traits, whatever, all that stays.
Yeah.
It's just the possessions go. I'm not sure. I think your money goes as well. I think you lose all your credits as well.
Fair enough. So question for you then, without trying to spoil it for people who haven't played it. When you went through the story and kind of did it linear to finish it.
Yeah.
We talked about powers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fuck around with all of that? Because there's quite a lot to get.
Yeah.
Or did you just go, I'm finishing the story?
There's a few planets you land on that when you land on there, it sort of like automatically came up saying, oh, it's in this system, or it's in this,
yeah,
on this planet already where the temple is.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, oh, I could just quickly nip over there and nip that. So I think I probably unlocked about 6 powers maybe. And I think it said
I've done 3.
I think it said I had like 7 left. I don't know.
Yeah, I've done 3, and again, without trying to give it away, all 3 are fucking useless. Well, 2 of the 3 are useless.
Oh yeah, literally. Like,
the one where you can see people, useful.
Mm-hmm.
Go around corners, see where they are, pop pre-shoot, all that sort of stuff. The one where you're going to lift everything off the floor is amazing.
Yeah.
But it turns all of your fucking allies against you.
Oh, no, mine's... I've not had allies against me on that one.
Yeah, so if you're in a room and you're like, you've got all these creatures coming towards you, you go, anti-gravity, throw them all up in the air, then pick them off. If you're... Like, if you're doing a mission like with the Red Fleet, they all turn on you.
Oh, yeah, I've not done that yet.
Yeah, they start shooting you. So you can't use it when you've got any NPCs around you, or you're in a city or whatever. It has to be purely when you have creatures or aliens, whatever you're battling. So that's frustrating. There's a grav jump one where you kind of like more forward a bit, but you only go like forward 2 meters.
Yeah, because like I'd unlocked pointless. Like a solar beam thing, which I never used.
Yeah, they're not the best. A few of these.
Yeah, some of they're not. They're no shout from Skyrim, are they?
No, they are not. No, they're not. You know what? Also, it needs. It needs a hovercraft for when you get out your ship.
Yeah.
So when you get out your ship, it should be there next to Vasco and whoever hangs out the back of your ship, as always. You should have a speeder.
Yeah, that's
a bit like Star 100%, Wars.
Because walking a lot, because sometimes when you're like...
Especially if it's a heavy gravity planet.
Yeah, or you land where you've got to land, but you're like 800 meters in that direction.
Yeah, or worse, 1,400 meters ahead.
You just got to... Foot it.
Yeah, I remember one evening, right? You know when you... It took me a while to figure out. This is like a Metal Gear Solid moment. You know where they said, like, read the back of the case? When it was like, you need to look for disruptions in the signal. I didn't know what the fuck they meant.
Oh, yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
The circle, where you start to see it ripple. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it took me ages to figure
that
out.
So I was just basically going around this planet for an entire evening, not finding where I needed to go.
I was just looking at waypoints like, oh, it says anomaly over there. What's that? You get there and it's like, oh, it's just
another
a
one
tower.
Of those things. Or you would get halfway there and it would move.
Mm.
And you're like, well, where am I going now? And I stumbled across the first one accidentally.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so that's what I'm looking for. Not these anomalies.
Yeah, you're looking for this structure.
That appears out of nowhere.
Yeah. So then once you've done it once, but I found when you're inside that thing, I was like, now what?
Oh, you got to boost up to the little orbs, and it's not very self-explanatory.
No, but it doesn't even sort of show you where they are.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel like they time out, and you're like,
quite quick.
Have I missed it? Or
nothing happened. And sometimes it feels I've done 16 of them, and other times I've done 8.
I'm glad I'm not alone in that one.
No, you're not. I mean, I do love the game. Like the shipbuilding's very addictive. Like I'm shit at it. I haven't
time
built anything cool.
It, I had auto turrets on there.
Yeah.
So I'd fly around and my turrets would just be shooting things on their own.
I haven't got any autos yet. Like, I'm looking forward to it. So basically, because like we said, a lot of people seem to know how to get XP quick. I don't. And it's taking me forever to get up one level.
Yeah.
So I've got all this choice of what to spend it on, and I'm spending it on the wrong stuff. So I've just gone, right, ships. Just keep leveling up the piloting one so I can get the better parts of the ships.
And
that'll make a big difference.
Because you've got piloting and then you've got shipbuilding.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's basically just trying to spend it all on that at the moment. But again, because I'm only putting in an hour every other night, I'm not getting enough XP.
Because I got, doing the story missions, you get tons of XP.
Yeah.
I think I was about level 20 when I started, and just doing the story missions, I finished on level 37.
Yeah, nice.
So like, you get a lot of XP just for doing the missions.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm on now. So I am simultaneously doing the UC, the Red Fleet, undercover in the Red Fleet, and I'm also doing what I call the Cowboy Quest.
Oh, the Freestar stuff.
Freestar Rangers.
Yeah, see, I would say it before you do the campaign, now I finished it.
Yeah.
Or is it if you're in the middle of doing them, finish them and then try and make that call to go do the main campaign, or finish whichever one, or if you're in a rush to get to New Game Plus, finish whichever one's more like appealing to you and then do it, because there are some, towards the end of the game, some of those like lengthy side quests do have a little bit of bearing towards the end.
Yeah.
So it is quite, I think it would have been worth, in my case, doing the Crimson Fleet, doing the UC, and then finishing it. But I did, I just did the Raijin Industries and the Freestyle.
Oh, I've also got that. Yeah, I forgot. I've also got that. So I've got all four.
Yeah.
Going so at I think the moment.
You could do, or you could just wait to get into New Game Plus and then just.
I think that's probably what I'll have to do. I think that whatever, I'm on the Red Fleet quest now. I think I'll just gun for that.
Mm.
And that, I think simultaneously we'll do the UC one.
Yeah.
Get that done, finish the story, start again, and then NG plus it.
Yeah. I think,
and go from there.
Because I found out some really, really cool and interesting things about New Game Plus.
Yeah.
But obviously we can't talk about that yet.
No. And, no, fine.
But when you get there and like explain it, it sounds amazing.
Mm.
And from what I gather, the more New Game Pluses you do, so you end up like plus one, plus two, the plus, more the game changes.
Doesn't it go up, just up to plus 10?
I think so, but your armor and like ships and stuff change the higher up you go.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some weird stuff happen
the
higher up you go. Like, you know, everyone in the room is you.
Yeah.
And weird stuff.
Yeah.
So there is stuff like that, but we'll leave that for people to find out.
Yeah, once you get... Once you do the story and you get to a certain point, you'll understand why these things are going on. It's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very
so
clever.
That's really cool. So that's our gaming sorted for this week. So I'll throw a random question out of the dark for you, because I like to think that by manifesting our goals, we make them happen.
Well, we have.
Because it's happened before.
The other week, we were talking about clip-on mics and how it would be handy, and I've now got one.
Exactly. So manifest... I mean, this is... on a serious note, if I could give anyone a tip as an older person, an older guy who's worked a long career, and someone who's obviously made a little career out of this content shit so far, is visualize your goals. Mm. Like, set yourself some things you don't think that you could achieve or get.
No.
Because I think by vocalizing them, you can make them happen. On numerous occasions on this podcast, I've talked about things I don't have that I want.
Mm.
PS5, got it a month later. VR, got it that year. You know, there's been various things we've talked about. Drone, got it 2 months later.
Yeah.
So it's about visualizing goals. So on that topic, what would you like to end the year with tech-wise, gaming-wise, for your setup?
Cool. I think... tech-wise or gaming-wise is I'd like to try and rebuild and sort my PC out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try and get somewhere with that, because...
Yep. 'Cause you got a nice... Was it a graphics card you got?
Yeah, so I've got an RTX... is it 4080?
Yeah.
Or 4090? I don't know.
Yeah.
TI, like, three
amazing,
fan.
Amazing.
Really, really good graphics card.
Yeah.
Currently sat in a cupboard in a box.
We need to make this happen.
Because I can't do any... Because I need motherboard, CPU, power supply to make it run on my computer.
Yeah, well...
So that's my issue at the moment.
I mean, there
I'm looking at about a grand, just over a grand to get there, I think.
I reckon we could probably start you off a little bit. I mean, there's some bits that I've got that you can have.
Mm.
So I've got a really nice cooler, AO liquid cooler that you can have. So, RAM I've got coming out my ears.
Yeah, so I think tech-wise, that's what I'd like, because then I could then sort of use my other computer as almost like a hand-me-down for Layla and her homework things.
Well, I think that's a really good one, because that can happen. We do surround ourselves with brands enough, like we talked about height, obviously, and things like that. Like, they do nice cases.
Yeah.
They might not do the other bits, but you can get a really nice case, and from there you know where you're going.
Building on, yeah.
And the good thing is, with some of those peripherals, like the PSU... I always find the PSU a ball ache to spend on, but they're not that expensive.
No,
like,
they're not.
You could get a 650 watt probably for under 100 quid.
Yeah.
That's gold label.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's there and it is doable.
It's just you don't need to do it. No. It's an extra expense. It's a luxury buy.
Yeah.
So I think, like, there's definitely bits that I can definitely help with.
I think if the company came out and was like, we've got a MOBO and CPU combo we want to give you, I'd buy the power supply and make it happen.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. motherboards and CPUs, I find, unless you're at the top tier of creators,
never going to happen.
You don't really get them very often. No. So my tip for that would be what I've done every time is to go onto not eBuyer, but you can go onto like Overclockers and a few other sites, and you can spread it over 2 years. So I think when I upgraded to my latest motherboard and CPU, I got it and did it for £20 a month over 2 years.
Yeah.
And otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do it. That build there I wouldn't have been able to do if I had to buy everything up front.
Sort of finance, yeah.
Yeah. So there were certain bits, like, you know, I haven't paid for the cooling, the fans, the case, but I have paid for the GPU was mega because I bought it.
I think if I had something come my way, like cloud wise, and it was like, you know, all the peripherals or everything I needed to buy this XX and X.
Yeah.
Then I'd probably, it'd be the kick I needed.
Yeah.
But like you say, it's a luxury purchase.
I would have thought a 4090 would have been the kick you needed, to be honest.
The free 4090.
Yeah. That should have been kick enough. But yeah, I mean, it could be a case of, you know, just keeping an eye out on Facebook Marketplace, because you start with the case, you get a nice case, and then you kind of like start building up from there.
You can get,
I mean, we've got enough creators in our group that probably have a motherboard, like a B550F or a B450F that would do
the
a
thing,
job.
Like my motherboard, I was looking into it, and I was like, if I had, because I'd have to go like i7 or Ryzen 7 or maybe the top end Ryzen 5 for it to work
Ryzen
properly.
Ryzen 5 is amazing.
Just to get it to, without bottlenecking.
Yeah.
Bottlenecking.
Bottlenecking, yeah.
But my motherboard would support it for the Intel side, but I don't think, but when I was looking for the BIOS update, I couldn't find the BIOS update I needed for my motherboard to run that CPU, so I don't know if it's...
I mean, all I know from building my... I mean, my very first PC that I built was Intel, but every single upgrade after that has been Ryzen, and I love it. I just find them just, good to use.
Yeah.
AMD, Ryzen, I really like them. And of course, a lot of the parts you get, like my motherboard's amazing. It's the ROG Strix B550F Gaming, but it's obviously the AMD version. Mm. So they're just different versions, but a lot of the peripherals are quite complementary.
It's a nice build as well.
I just like a white GPU because that big black brick I've got in my PC kind of depresses me. I need it painted.
Other than that, tech-wise, the other thing I would like content creator-wise to do is just to grow.
I think we'd all like that. Yeah. Without going down that rabbit hole, like, it's been a very tough year.
It has.
It's been a really tough year for numbers, and, you know, not even so much growth, but actually going backwards. Mm. And the lack of views on your reels. It's a hard time at the minute, and I'll be honest, if it wasn't for the collabs coming in, which kind of take you away from thinking about it. You think about it, of course, because you're thinking, shit, I need to do a good job for these people.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to care.
No.
They want the quality of the content because they want the content to be good. They might reuse it on their channels, I guess.
Mm.
So they're looking at the delivery of the content and you hitting the brief, and they seem to be happy with that. Very few go, I'm a bit disappointed you only got 2,000 views on that.
Yeah, I've never had that come back.
I haven't.
Good.
They might feel it, but they don't vocalize it. No. And I think that's the thing I try and say with every collab now, especially if they're saying, well, we're taking a risk in investing. We don't want to pay because we don't know if we get a return on our investment. And I'm like, I could never guarantee that for you.
But I think
you're a creator, because there are creators, in fairness to them, that smash everything they do. But they're much more along, for me, the full-time creator types.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're the ones that are posting every day. You know, they got the studio, they have a following. You know, someone like Spud, for example.
Yeah.
He's only recently gone full-time, but he has his room, he has his look, he has his delivery style, he's massive on TikTok. It doesn't always translate, the same numbers don't translate into Instagram, and he openly admits that TikTok is his area where he smashes it, like 2,000-3,000 likes on every post.
Instagram's like a mystery.
Instagram is really, really perplexing at the moment. It's really hard, and, you know, I think a lot of creators have dropped off, or they've gone from doing these big numbers and like that goes to their heads, and then they experience the crash that we've all felt, where you just go dead for a year.
Yeah.
6 months, a year, 18 months, some are even longer. And you can't help but let it knock your confidence and it knocks your inspiration.
It's personal, isn't it? Because we all put our heart and soul into it. And then when you see those numbers come back and you're like, I spent 3 hours or more trying to get that together and edit it and already. And then I've got 44 likes.
I think the anomaly is, and this is where it's very difficult. People say, or Instagram will say, people want to watch good quality content. Mm. And that is true to a degree. Like, people just appreciate the aesthetic of a really nice log footage that's been color graded. And, you know, they like it to that degree if something's cinematic.
Yeah.
But they don't really, it doesn't really apply to good quality in what we do, because it doesn't seem to matter whether you film on a phone or a DSLR. It's well lit, it's not well lit. No one gives a shit. That's what it feels like at the minute. Like, because it's kind of quite serious, it's, you know, it's topical, it's about tech, it's you know, it's not fun, clickbait, meme based humor, comedy, you know, that like I called it earlier on Instagram TikTok Mark II.
Yeah,
you go on TikTok for entertainment.
Yeah,
and I think Instagram is turning into that, but our niche isn't inherently entertaining.
No,
it is if you're a hobbyist.
It's almost like we're being pushed more to YouTube.
Yes,
the long format.
Yes,
rather than a quick 30-second.
Yeah,
look at this car crash. Look at this idiot fall over.
Yeah,
that's the sort of the TikTok brain.
I absolutely agree. And I think you will have small. So you'll have small examples of creators bursting.
Mm.
But they will retract again within 3 months and then they'll go dead.
Yeah.
So Instagram gives and it takes away. But I do think you've nailed it there in that they are not favouring the people who make content that could be long form. They want people who are falling over, topical husband-wife humour.
Yeah.
You know, just people acting.
There's a couple of like couples on TikTok that I watch a lot. And they're entertaining.
They are funny.
But
there's a place for that. Like, I'm not saying everyone needs to be a serious content creator, because that would just be a bit arrogant.
But for TikTok and Instagram, that's what they're looking for.
That is what they're looking for, I believe.
Yeah, not what we do.
Yeah.
For what we do, we need to take that extra step and just push ourselves to YouTube maybe.
And start filming horizontal and build up
opportunity. That's a whole new different ballgame.
Yeah, it scares me. I think the thing is, if I wasn't doing Instagram or TikTok, if I just left those alone and didn't do anything on them, I could do YouTube.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've been doing Instagram for 8 years now, and there is a hook that's in you.
Yeah, you don't want to give it up.
You don't want to give it up.
It's your baby. You don't want to give it up.
Because you know that if you proper pull back from it, your account will die a death.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Like, for people to get going again, like, let's use Val for an example. When she had her setup, you know, a little way back where she had the big ultra wide stuff, I felt like she had a really good bit of momentum going, and then she just kind of like moved and did all sorts of stuff and just completely pulled away from that, went more into her lifestyle stuff, but then went back into gaming and was like, I'm getting like 200 200 views on a video, and that's got to be soul destroying. And that's the worry I have, is my views aren't good now. If I scale back for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months,
how
and
far
try
back
and come back. Am I going to come back to nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
After 8 years.
Which is the way the algo works, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think the only way I could do it is to film really low effort stuff on Instagram. Mm. Or I need to have a room that is set up to press record and go.
Yeah.
That's what stopped me from doing YouTube before. That's what stopped me from streaming before, is there was too much setup involved. Because you've seen my room here.
Yeah.
This isn't a man cave.
No, like you say, unless you've got it, you're dedicated and you're in your press go, off, it's too much work.
The Royalty Lodge would be a great example of this. Your outhouse.
Yeah. So from this episode, all I'm getting is you really kicking me in the ass to get this fucking thing started.
I'm trying to motivate you here. But the example would be is, you know, if you had that room down there kitted out, not for me, for you, like, cameras lighting up, whatever, and you felt you could go down there, press on, press record, go, then you could smash out so much content.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than you can in the house. And it'll be the same for me here. If this was in the loft and no one else came in this room apart from me, I could have my lighting set up, people aren't going to trip over it, move that light out of the way 20 times a day, which they do.
Yeah.
And we all moan about it, even myself. You know, it's those little things that just sap your energy.
Yeah.
Well, like, Spud has his room, that's his room, and I'm sure there's stuff that goes on in the room when he's not content creating, you know, kid stuff and whatever, but I do know that that is entirely his room to produce.
It's why a lot of people like Checo, moving to the sheds.
Yeah, Checo shed.
Yeah.
It is...
Richie's going shed as well.
He's going shed. No, my shed's not big enough, but yours is the best of all of them. It's actually a proper structure.
Yeah.
And it's not that anyway, far.
Anyway, we are digressing. We said we wouldn't do. What tech are you trying to manifest? That's
okay,
what we were talking about.
MetaQuest 3.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've had the two.
There is, I don't know if you've seen it, the Room Unlocked.
No, I haven't seen that.
You know, the fucking hook bait we got done with.
Oh, the Samsung
screen.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a MetaQuest 3 on there.
Have they?
Through O2.
That's interesting. I would love to see whether that materializes because I have my doubts on their agency
I've
after the last
one.
Have you?
There's also a really like retro Casio watch on there. But anyway.
Yeah. I'll have a look at that after the thing. So I would say, I mean, the one thing that I talked about in the previous podcast was an e-bike.
Yeah.
E-bike is still well up there. As we're coming into winter, probably less of a motivation now, but I would love an e-bike. MetaQuest 3, and I would probably say, other than that, a monitor. You know, that monitor, I think that probably teased that I really wanted.
The ultra wide.
Yeah. Now, what I want to do is I want to replace the top one, which looking straight at it is fine, but for pictures, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because it is a VA panel. And you can't really shoot it from different angles.
No.
So I want to have another curved one. I would love to have another one of these, which is a R1500 curve. But yeah, I felt a bit let down by that Samsung one.
Yeah,
that was
there was a lot of us that got excited about that. Mm. And like we say, that was just hook, line, and sinker, wasn't it?
That was
just set up to our platform. We promise you the world and give you nothing.
I was literally chasing them for delivery details on that one because it was all signed off and everything. That was frustrating. But there we go. So I would say monitor, MetaQuest 3, and e-bike are still the three things. Bigger house would be nice.
Win the lottery.
New wardrobes, new bathroom, upgrade my car. So
I was talking about buying a new car the other day to Jess. I found a car in Tunbridge Wells at a Kia site.
Yep.
In group.
Yep.
We've got a dealership out there. And I was like, contacted them. It was there. I was like, Jess, I want this car. She's like, but you don't need a new car. I was like, well, that's that dead then.
That's that dead. Yeah. Instant pie. Yeah. Those would be mine. I'm sure there's other things. I mean, yes, I would love nice things in the house.
The
I like new sofas. I would like to repaint the house. I would like to replaster. One thing that has been bugging me for 2 years now is I want to get built-in alcove storage to the living room.
Mm. Oh, we spoke about doing that ages ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I want to balance the room out. Mm. It's unbalanced. I don't like taking pictures of it. I want to balance that room out and I want to recess the TV into the chimney breast. But those, again, all messy, expensive jobs.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen in a hurry. No. I think until we do America next year, so we obviously booked Disneyland in February.
Yeah.
Girls don't know about it. It's stopping us from doing anything else because we don't want to chip into any of our savings or anything because we know that's going to be a 10 to 12 grand holiday.
Yeah.
After that, I think we need to get our shit in gear and go, right, we need to do the bathroom. We need to repaint, you know, obviously we repainted the house a few times, but it's definitely needing it now everywhere, like skirting boards.
Like you say, once you've got that big holiday out of the way.
We can maybe concentrate on the house for the next couple of years. But we you know, I think paint is not an expensive thing, but it is. Like, you know, to get a really big tin of paint is like £100.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I need to just get in and start repainting everything. So everything's feeling a bit tired.
Mm.
So I think that might be my nesting job for winter.
Sounds like a plan.
There we go.
I think that
perfectly leads us on.
Perfectly, yeah.
So that is the end of episode 18. It was a bit of a ranty week again.
I don't, I think it was constructive.
Constructive ranting.
Yeah.
Parent ranting.
No, it was good. We enjoyed it. We had a fucking lovely beer.
Well, that was a really
I really
nice beer.
Enjoyed that beer.
I did as well.
And I know it's my week, so I'm kind of tooting my own horn, but that was...
I would love to toot your horn to that one as well. No, that was I tried to make it last as long as I could because I was actually really enjoying it. But whenever you talk about a beer with single malt whiskey, toffee, and vanilla, you know it's going to be good.
Oh, it's lovely,
and it did not disappoint. So,
well, they do
this
three other flavors that we haven't found yet. So
we will have to look for them.
Look for them.
But there we go. I am. You're going to go pick up your eldest from Girl Guides now. Is that what they call it?
Yep. Go pick Layla up from Guides.
And I have to dismantle a desk.
Yep.
I also want to do this. Finishing off, this is one of the things I've been wanting to do for 3 weeks. Do you know what this is?
Nope.
It's one of those funky buttons to turn on your PC.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. But you need to obviously feed it through and feed it into your F panel
yeah.
connectors, and me and them have a really mixed history.
A real love hate relationship.
Yeah, whenever I built a PC, those are always the fuckers that get me. So I'm a bit scared to take it off. But also, I've got a secret PC collab coming yes. tomorrow. So I don't want to do it until that's done
no.
filmed.
I'd say do all the collabs you've got, all the filming you've got to do,
yeah.
then do the button.
Then do the button.
Because
that might take me hours.
Yeah. And film yourself pushing the button.
Yeah. To blow up the house.
Before you plug it in.
Yeah.
Just so you can, you're there.
Yeah.
Or film the setup panel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's cool. So I'm going to have the button like here somewhere.
That'd be cool.
So when I come in, I don't have to reach over there. I can just yeah. go boop, and then turn on the computer. So I've seen other people with those buttons get millions of views on their videos.
That's what it's for.
Mm.
We'll see.
For me, it'll probably get fucking 2,000. Cool.
And to remember, power of manifestation, house, monitor,
e-bike,
PC parts.
Let's do it.
A finished lodge. If I wake up and the lodge is finished, happy days.
Yeah. If I win the lottery, we're finishing it for you.
Yeah.
So if we win the lottery, we'll buy two big houses next to each other and have
a big lodge
tunnel
in the middle.
And a tunnel to a basement man cave.
Bit like Colin Firth has got in his garden.
Yeah,
garden,
but a bit more Batman-like.
Yeah.
I want it to be moody, black, and with a bar.
And a fireman's pole, yeah.
And a stripper's pole. And a stripper's pole. Right. There we go. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll catch you on episode 19 in a couple of weeks' time.
19. We're getting close to 20.
We're nearly there. I tell you, we need to do a celebratory drink. So something a bit naughty for episode 20.
We will.
So that's 4 weeks' time.
4 weeks.
So November time. Pre-Christmas.
Big figure coming out.
Nice. There we go.
Cool.
Thank you, everyone. Speak to you soon.
Next time.
Take care.
Bye.